Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And we are off and running once again, folks. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. Broadcasting live from Housatonic, Massachusetts here. Kieran Riley till 6 p.m. Over here in Massachusetts, it is something called Patriots Day, a statewide holiday. Things are closed. The RMV's closed. Court's closed. Everything's closed. Lots of things are closed, but not New York, because you don't have Patriots Day. Come on, New York. That's okay. So here we are, land of the Patriots. And it's Bessie Smith's birthday. We have a lot of music lined up for you on this April 15th. It is tax day. However, in Massachusetts, they're not due until Wednesday because of the holiday. So we got a couple more days if you're a procrastinator like me. This perhaps for some people like myself, one of the most difficult years in my life to, have to pay taxes. I don't think I had to pay back in 2003. I think it was, I was so under the table, so off the, I didn't pay, I don't think, in 03. 2003 would have been a real tough year. But here we are, 2024. The war machine of what Martin Luther King Jr. calls the greatest purveyor of violence in the history of the world continues to churn and provoke and almost like intentionally head towards ultimate global catastrophe via warfare. And we could see that with the attack, with the incident over the weekend with Iran retaliating. I don't know if people know, it's the context is kind of tricky because Iran retaliated. There was a cruise missile, there was a missile attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing many high-level Iranian officials, military commanders, and whatnot. And this was in retaliation. Now we're going to have retaliation for retaliation, a response to the response, and then perhaps another response to that response. And this is how it all starts. And it's already been started. It has started. It hath begun. And so the so-called cooler heads prevailing really doesn't seem to be working out. The calls for the ceasefire, the desperate pleas for an end to the carnage do not seem to be falling on anything but deaf ears within the war machine. So, tax day, April 15th, it's the deadline. Get your stuff together if you haven't already. And if you're poor or not too well off or smart or whatever you are, then you're going to get money back. If you got a bunch of kids and, you know, there's money coming to you. So there you go. Take it, I guess. But it's Bessie Smith's birthday. We're going to start off with Bessie Smith. You know, it's none of your business. This is a song called "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." Bessie Smith, born on this day in 1894. The century before last. Classic singer here. Here she is on her birthday. Happy birthday, Bessie Smith.
Nothing I can say that Or save for taxes. Just remember, every dollar you spend for something you don't need is a dollar spent to help the Axis. That's right. And every dollar you sock away for taxes is another dollar to sock the Axis. For it is your taxes. My taxes, our taxes that run the factories. American factories, working day and night. Factories making guns, machine guns, anti-tank guns, long-range guns. Guns, guns, all kinds of guns. To blast the aggressors from the seas. Taxes for American factories. Working full blast, making planes. Dive bombers, flying fortresses, interceptors, stalk the birds of prey that fly by night.
What's in the Constitution? It's this illusion that we buy. You cut the wings and then you say fly. You say the hero is the one that die, but the true hero is the one that doesn't live a lie and understand that there's an end out of the cycle. Who's the master? Who's the disciple? You can do what you can, but will you do it again? So what's the plan? Looks like we're gonna get war again. Gonna get war again. Coming hard, coming get a gun, join the game. With the bang bang in the same song we say. Coming over and over.
Gonna get war, pick it up.
Now getting more like a game. And it feels real like we're gonna fake the pain. And there's never more than one truth, but you can't always get your better hair. Look out! Gonna get war again. Gonna get wrong again. Gone again. With the same song again. On again. Can be born again. Who's gone again? Who's gonna gain out of this war again? Hooligan. And tie rule again. Soon again, you'll see it all begin again. Sink again, and that'll make you think again. And when they call, you go. When they're wrong, you know. And you will follow. And you will swallow again like long ago. And the bomb will blow. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. US cold as snow. I am here below. I'm gonna speak out, scream out. Here we go. Got the fresh flow. So before it's over, then you're gonna find a different kind of war to start again.
Gonna get war again, gonna get war. Gonna get war again, gonna get war.
taxes for ships, battleships, battlecruisers, destroyers, all kinds of battle wagons. Taxes to keep them rolling. Taxes to keep them coming. Taxes to beat to earth the evil destroyer of freedom and peace. This is our fight.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, and 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. That man is rough. Now dig this. Should 5% appear too small? Just be thankful I don't take it all. Tax man is something else, isn't it? Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Now dig this. If you drive a truck, I'll tax the street. If you try to fix it, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, and this is awful, I'll tax your feet. Cause I'm the tax man. He's awful. Now don't ask me what is for. If you don't want to pay, pay some more. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Take this. Now my advice for those who die, this is awful. Beware the pennies on your eyes. Cause I'm the tax man. And you're working for me, no one but me. Tax man is rough. He can come and get you anytime he wanna. Would you believe he can come and get your lady?
For freedom. Freedom of speech. Of worship. Freedom from want and fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.
rock and roll with the Ramones right there. We want the airwaves, and sometimes we got them. We got some of them, at least, in this day and age of corporate propaganda media. It's important to have a voice of dissent, a voice of alternative viewpoints, a voice of independence, free speech radio. This is WGXC, the Monday Afternoon Show. Kieran here with you on the birthday of Joey Ramone. Oh, sorry, the death day, the birth into the afterlife of Joey Ramone, died on this day of cancer in New York City in 2001. Joey Ramone of the punk band The Ramones, icons of counterculture and whatnot in this day and age. So rest in peace, Joey Ramone. And it is important to have the airwaves. I try to find the news, you know, as it happens. You know, you go out to eat or you go for a beer after work and the TV's subtitling silently in the background while people are chatting over their Bud Lights. Iran attacks Israel and you're just like, what the? Okay, so then you try to go home and what do you do? How do you figure out in real time what's happening? Well, it's a tricky thing, in my opinion. It was on this day in history that KPFA signs on air in 1949, right after World War II. This was the first Pacifica radio and listener-sponsored radio in American history. So listener-supported, this is what this is, community radio. You're listening to it right now. It's all about you. You can give us a call at 413-274-5096 if you'd like. We'd love playing requests, hearing from you. It's 413-274-5096. We heard the Tax Man from Junior Parker covering the Beatles on this tax day. And interspersed in there was some audio from Disney. Disney Corporation right there. You got to love that little creative Disney war propaganda from 1943. That was Donald Duck and a narrator, a very convincing, authoritative narrator, encouraging the American people, do not spend money on anything frivolously that you don't need. Do not save the money and squirrel it away. Give it to the government for ultimate weapons of war and destruction. So that was, it's kind of what's going on right now, but in a different way. How's it going on now? Is it complicated? Tax Day, April 15th. Here we are. There's a quote here I got from kind of a smart dude, I would think. He said, the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. And that was Albert Einstein. It's also Tax Resisters Day. Big shout out to all those across the country resisting war taxes, risking jail, going to prison, giving up their homes, forfeiting their homes to the IRS for their refusal to pay taxes towards war. Long, long history of war tax resistors in this country. Quakers are up there amongst the best of them. And I want to give a big shout out to those who do not and who will not and who refuse to pay taxes for war. It's also a day of silence today, April 15th, in solidarity with LGBTQIA plus youths. I have GLBTQ youth, which this might be an older. It needs to be updated as we go along. But yes, day of silence in solidarity. Unfortunately, I can't be silent too much here on the radio show. Got to tell you what we're playing, at least. We heard Balkan Beatbox. Yes, indeed. A whole conglomerate of people of different backgrounds and cultures, including Israeli, Balkan, and whatnot. The Balkan Beatbox with War Again. And, of course, we heard Bessie Smith on her birthday. Happy birthday, Bessie Smith, with "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." I think we should continue on here. We're not going to go to Sniper. That's a band in the 70s that Joey Ramone played with. But what we will do is go to some Palestinian and Israeli solidarity music. You know, the brothers and sisters in Palestine and Israel, the vast majority of regular people around the world, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, the Middle East, Palestine, Gaza, Israel, the vast majority of regular people do not want war. I am convinced of that fact. It just really appears to me nobody wants war. Regular people, women and children, families do not want war. And in the end, you know, we just want to hang out, have fun with our neighbors, and recognize that we're all in this together. Don't let them convince you otherwise. Here's an inspiring song with Israeli and Palestinian artists.
The song that you are about to hear was written in collaboration with the Jerusalem Youth Chorus. This is a choir in Jerusalem that works with both Israeli and Palestinian singers to sing together in beautiful harmony. The song we wrote together draws inspiration from their powerful stories and their life experiences. You will hear English, Arabic, and Hebrew in the song. If you would like subtitles in any of those languages, then you can click the closed captioning button down below. Enjoy!
Appease the demons within. saints. I don't need to sing to fight your indifference. I sing for the lessons the world hasn't learned. I sing for my soul as she watches it burn. I sing as the trees grow branches above, and I don't need. Sometimes I fear that I won't make a change, that my voice won't be heard because I will be afraid. We need to rise up and sing for our pain, cause I'm feeling lost, can I be so
صوتي عم بوجع من كثر ما ناديت، تعبت من كثر ما غنيت وحكيت، مش عم اشوف تغيير ولا اي اشي صغير، ما بعني بهالحكي رح بس اسلم وبطير، اصحابي معاي عالطريق عم بنقاتل مع بعض، بنكمل الصراع وبنعبر لكل حدا صغير، عم بقول له لا تسافر، ضلك احلم بلدك فيها خير، غامز.
Thank you very much for watching. If you would like to learn more about the Jerusalem Youth Chorus, I'll put their links down below. They were so wonderful to work with. And if you would like to hear more music from me, then please do subscribe. I try to release every week. Thank you to my amazing patrons. This video would not have been possible.
مبسوطين في أمان، صحيت الإيمان. كل أجداد
صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
فلسطين عربية حرة أبية انقذ إلنا يا أحرار قتلوا الأبطال قتلوا الأطفال
صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
قالوا يا سلام أو يا سلام لا صفقة بدنا ولا استسلام قاومنا دفعنا بنرجعها
صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
قالوا ما قانون دولي يا قانون العدالي شفنا ولا سلام
لا 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 صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
لا 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 لا
لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا
يا محتل اطلع
صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
فلسطين عربية حرة أبية القدس إلنا يا أحرار بإرادي قوية وحدة وطنية
صفقة جو صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
رح ترجع بلدي كلها رح ترجع وراح يدول الاحتلال شعب الأحرار
صفقة جو صفقة جو جو جو
لا صفقة ظل ولا صفقة عار فلسطين عربية يا أحرار فلسطين عربية يا أحرار لا 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 لا
Thank you. as the people of Gaza face agonising death from orchestrated starvation, the EU is so concerned about the humanitarian situation that some of its member states cut the UNRWA funding and increase arms to Israel. The US is so troubled it's building a pier and airdropping food, but there's hundreds of trucks already at the border crossing full of supplies. It's just they're being prevented from crossing by the same Israel that the US is sending another 17.6 billion in military assistance to. What sort of sick monsters are these?
Ursula von der Leyen says she's planning on the Commissioner for Defence if she's in power next term. A Commissioner for Defence means a Commissioner for War. Why don't we have a Commissioner for Peace? What started as an economic union is fast developing into a military union. Great news for the elites that profit from war, but not good news for the citizens of Europe who see more and more of their money going to the military-industrial complex. Why in 2 years did we never work for peace in Ukraine? Why did Commissioner von der Leyen go to Tel Aviv to greenlight an Israeli genocide? Now the EU is supporting a genocide. We are still supporting a Zionist settler colonial project. The EU response to Israel's act of genocide in Gaza exposes all the talk about human rights, international law, and it all sounding meaningless. Each day there's a new atrocity, continued bombing and ethnic cleansing, the blocking of aid, and now starvation has been used as a weapon of war. The EU has been exposed.
Thanks, President. We watch in horror the live stream genocide in Gaza. We see aid deliberately obstructed to a starving people. Meanwhile, the Maasai people are deported from their ancestral lands in Ngorongoro. Women and children shot if they refuse to leave, hundreds dying in recent months of a lack of blood products and basic health care. They need 9,000 bags of maize to ensure their basic survival. The Sahrawi people are also exiled from their land, their valuable resources robbed by Morocco, with whom we do business, while 77% of their people depend on World Food Programme baskets and they only receive 10% of the funding that they need. These are humanitarian crises which need a humanitarian response. But they're not unavoidable tragedies. They are the consequence of human actions, of settler colonial projects and efforts to drive people off their lands. And the EU, which should be intervening to uphold diplomatic efforts and international law, are dripping in the blood of Israeli genocide and has no credibility whatsoever. EU sanctions. When they're not backfiring against ordinary Europeans, they're firing
up. Please welcome to the stage Beyoncé.
Atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of the end, but we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to save
these souls of freedom? It's all I ever have. Redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption songs, all I ever had. Redemption songs, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Believe it or not, that was Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam with another than Beyonce performing Bob Marley's song, Redemption Songs, here on the Monday Afternoon Show. News is up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Look at
are back once again. Here we are on the Monday afternoon show for another hour. Thank you for joining us here on WGXC Community Radio. This is where it all goes down on the airwaves. We want the airwaves. Happy Death Day to Joey Ramone. We heard some Ramones earlier. Maybe we'll play some more for you on this Tax Day, April 15th. We heard the Taxman cover of the Beatles by Junior Parker. Just there before the 5 o'clock hour, we heard Claire Daly from Ireland at the European Union. She is a Minister of Parliament at the European Union. Speaking truth to power right there. That is on performative humanitarian assistance to Palestine from just a few weeks ago. And then we heard the Wexford Massacre by the Grahan Sisters, going back to the days of Cromwell in Ireland, the scorched earth policy of Cromwell's army and the armies of the English in Ireland committing genocide in Ireland. We heard also the Israeli and Palestinian artists in collaboration from Jerusalem. That was posted by Melinda. And the punk band Operation Ivy. That's going out to Gabe Schaffler, my old buddy, because I know he appreciates that song. Operation Ivy with the song Unity. Stop this war indeed. Although, is it really a war when no one's really firing back? We got more coming up for ya on this tax day. Why don't we, three, four, I don't know. Maybe we'll start off with some Sam Cooke is kind of what I'm thinking. Because we got to have hope, you know, on the in these dark, dark days of seeming hopelessness and darkness. Light's coming back. Springtime is here. The sun was shining bright today. I got my first sunburn. And it might not be like in 1970 when police gassed anti-war protesters barricading access to the University of Oregon. Or in 1967, where the first mass draft card burning took place as 200,000 people marched in New York City, 80,000 people in San Francisco, marches taking place all across the country in 1967, as the youth saw for real the truth to their cause of the destruction of the Vietnamese people as being wrong. Taking on the right side of history back in 1967. Where are we? What are we doing? And maybe find out the answer to that question soon. Here's Sam Cooke.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
همشي من سكات وبودع أملي فيك يا حلمي بسرعة فات لما تعشمت بيك جاية بسلم عليك ودعني باهتمام سلام أنا تقريبا مشيت أشوف وشك بخير أنا تقريبا نسيت ومن فرقك من كتير بعد لقانا الأخير مش بستطعم كلام يا سنين عمري وبقيتها إلا أنا ما عشتهاش يا قصة جيت قريتها فجأة ما كملتهاش يا حكاية ما ابتدتها نزل فصل الختام يا سنين عمري وبقيتها إلا أنا ما عشتهاش يا قصة جيت قريتها فجأة ما كملتهاش يا حكاية ابتدتها نزل فصل الختام سلام انت وانا باختصار بينا ما فيش اتفاق جوانا فيه انكسار برانا فيه كبرياء طالعين سلام سلام وانا حمشي من سكات
as an activist for racial, social, and economic justice. Let me just start out, Dr. West. You are running for president of the United States. You have launched a new political party. I'd like to just start out and say, if you were president, you were in the White House, how would you approach the Israel-Palestine crisis right now?
Well, you see, I'm deeply concerned about trying to find a space for morality and spirituality and political courage in a world of overwhelming barbarity and bestiality. And so I'm running to be head of the American empire in order to dismantle the American empire. America should be a dignified and decent nation among nations and not an empire that other nations defer to. So what we have in the Middle East right now, and especially in Gaza with my precious Palestinian brothers and sisters, we've got a level of psychic, spiritual, military, physical violence that is just beyond description. And that's usually the sign of an empire in deep decay and decline and dissolution and disintegration. Because when you get a shift from one imperial center, and once that America's being decentered, you usually get certain forms of intense violence, like the genocide against Jewish brothers and sisters, our precious Jews in 1944. In the early 40s, that was a sign of the decline and decay of the European empire, that a new era was in the making. And that new era produced the Soviet empire and the United States empire. But right now, Gaza, in many ways, is a pivotal moment because it's a sign of the lack of credibility, the lack of legitimacy of a world that's been dominated by the U.S. empire. And I, speaking as one who comes out of the bowels of the American imperial beast, that is to say, black people, like indigenous people, have been the underside of the American empire, deeply committed to morality and spirituality, telling the truth about the American empire and its satellite countries like Israel, keeping track of the crimes against humanity, keeping track of the war crimes, keeping track of the crime of genocide. And so to be in a campaign, which is nothing but a moment in a movement of a people. And keep in mind, my dear brother, 1953, it was black folk who brought the United States to the United Nations and said, we charge genocide. That was the great Paul Robeson. That was the great William Patterson. That was the great W.B. Du Bois. These are towering figures in the history of the American empire, but anti-imperialist, critical of the empire and its various forms of domination and degradation. So for me, it could not but be a choice to be in solidarity with any peoples who have been victimized by the U.S. empire. It could be overthrowing Guatemala, overthrowing Iran, overthrowing Panama. We've got a long history of U.S. imperial interventions in the world, Haiti is.
sanctions when they're not backfiring against ordinary Europeans, they're firing on all cylinders against ordinary people in the global south. By overwhelming majorities, the United Nations General Assembly and the UN Human Rights Council have over the years again and again and again and again condemned the kinds of unilateral sanctions that the EU and US apply against poorer countries. They've said that they disproportionately harm the most vulnerable. They've said that they undermine people's human rights. Again and again, they've called on the West to stop adopting and implementing them. And here we are, not only ignoring this global condemnation, but going further and criminalising those who dare to fail to comply with them in the first place. Meanwhile, we refuse to impose a sanction that we're legally obligated to impose, that of an arms embargo on Israel. This, friends, is the rules-based international order. 60% of people worldwide who rely on humanitarian aid are in countries under sanction. Most need aid because of the sanctions. Sanctions are weapons of war. In the global south, they starve and they destroy, and they most always never achieve what they're supposed to do. The definition of madness is repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. But we know when it comes to human rights, the EU lost its mind quite some time ago.
When it was founded in 2002, the European Maritime Safety Agency had a narrow focus on the monitoring of ship movements. But its role has expanded into areas such as Coast Guard operations and
open
surveillance
your eyes,
of migration
flows. Time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough.
Get this damn thing done. It can't done. Come shoot the fascists with a gun. Cause it's stopping us from unity. We cannot see reality. Just vanity, insanity. Fusion cannot stand it. See, no man, fascist man will ever get me out of the land. So understand, fusion plan to stop them with a bang. We sang and sang to make the people all unite. Not fight, but fight because the leaders don't think right. You built us in the past. You know it won't happen again. So black and white, take a stand and I'll try to defend. Out of the people and the children who are living in the past. Just blast and blast, no make the fascist man last.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot. You know they're feeling so strong. So long, it's wrong. I'm telling you it's wrong. Destruction, confusion, and blaming it on the color. I wonder, in horror, could the people start to follow? Are the leaders and the rulers who are putting up defense? It's dense, immense, and you say you're talking sense. Bull, bull, I want to say it full. But people on the video, you know we'll make a fool. So I try to tone it down to make the whole world know that the language of my violence will proceed in my show. Flow, to make the fascist man know that unity is here and unity will grow.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
To wake up. I
is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
See?
يا طالع عين عين للجبل يا مول للمقيدين النار بين لليامان يا مان عين للهنا يا روح ما بعتي منك لكم خلعة ولا لا 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 بدي زنار بين لليامان يا مان عين للهنا يا روح إلا tasted freedom soon those hellish skies turn to blue and starry nights as our voices start to rise we're ending an apartheid
execution of the crime of genocide. And so I run as a presidential candidate and being very honest and saying, Joe Biden, you're a war criminal. You are enabling the crime of genocide. Kamala Harris, Lloyd Austin, Blinken, Sullivan, Kirby, I speak to you as American citizen to American citizen, but also as a Jesus-loving free black man who's trying to find moral and spiritual space in a world of overwhelming bestiality and barbarity. That's what I see in Gaza. So I cannot but raise my voice, but also raise my voice in the context of this transformational forces.
Laughing at his own defeat, she watched the cannon and the gun jump the stairs and run. The captain roared a warning, all hands on deck, my men. Get down below, my lass, he said, this danger too shall pass. My men and I will defend the ship, and you'll be safe at last. Oh, 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 oh. I will tell you the story of a girl young and bright. Red sky at night was her favorite.
O'Malley, an Irish figure from history, not much known about her, however. That's sung by the Gotthard sisters from Ireland. Grace O'Malley took to the seas in dominated back in the 1500s, early 1600s, before the days of the genocidal campaigns of Oliver Cromwell in Ireland, trying to make things happen with the English. We're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour. You're listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. Thank you so much for listening. We got a little rowdy. I know. Rage Against the Machine with Guerrilla Radio, the clean version. Guerrilla Radio. You better turn that stuff up because it's Guerrilla Radio. Batya Levine, some local musicians amongst that. Jewish voices right there, beautiful harmony. That's Batya Levine with May I Be Empty. We heard Cornel West, In and Out of There. That was on Al Jazeera. Cornel West, Biden is a war criminal. And Bob Marley with Prophetic Words. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Time Will Tell by Bob Marley. Yes, indeed. And Chumbawamba, getting a little punk-ish earlier on, with Enough is Enough. How much is enough? And some more words from Claire Daly in there as well. And, of course, a version from the Beatles, Taxman, on this tax day, April 15th. Get your war taxes in, fund the machine. I really got to say that Beyonce and Eddie Vedder version of Redemption Song by Bob Marley that performed live there was spectacular. Their harmonies and the energy, even just on a video, even on a recording, was absolutely incredible. Singing that powerful song by Bob Marley, Redemption Song, Eddie Vedder and Beyonce. We might have time for some more music, but also a few births and deaths. Leonardo da Vinci, happy birthday. Leo, born on this day in 1452. He had a thing or two to say about lots of things. Condition of man and woman and people. Wilhelm Busch was born in 1832, the painter and poet and writer. He wrote Max and Moritz. These were sort of children's books that I actually had read to me as a little kid. Max and Moritz, two little bad kids, which somehow resembled my brother and I, and would always get into trouble. So there's sort of like little short morality stories for kids, but they were brutal. These Max and Moritz would get wrecked by the establishment, by the adult, whatever. I remember them breaking into the bakery, which we did as kids, by the way. I fully admit to stealing some chocolate chip cookies from the bakery as a kid. Terrible, terrible stuff. However, I did not get baked into rolls and put into the oven with my brother, which would have ended in death, but Max and Moritz somehow ended up coming out of the oven, learned their lesson. So Wilhelm Busch, happy birthday. Asa Philip Randolph, born in 1889, the labor and civil rights leader. We heard some Bessie Smith to open up the Monday Afternoon Show. On her birthday, she was born today in 1894. And Jean-Paul Sartre died on this day in 1980. Qu'est-ce que l'existence? What are we doing here? Existentialism? Jean-Paul Sartre. He was a Marxist and existentialist. Pretty iconic there. And, of course, Joey Ramone died on this day in 2001. Oh, do we have time for some Joey, some Ramone still? It steals something from work day, if you're working. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're off for Patriots Day. Then what? You can't steal anything. Dog's barking. Festival of the Sardine in Spain is today. Big festival. They burn a paper mache sardine. That sounds like great fun. I wonder if they eat a bunch of sardines, too. possibly. It's tax day. Albert Einstein said the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. And it's Tax Resisters Day, a day to resist war taxes, taxes for war. Let's see what's going on with the Farmer's Almanac. Got a quote for you today. If frogs make a noise in a time of cold rain, then warm, dry weather will follow. Words of wisdom from the Farmer's Almanac. So if there's cold rain, which we've had, keep an eye out. If they make a noise, warm, dry weather will follow. A day of silence is observed today in solidarity with LGBTQIA+, and then some youth. Day of silence. Hope that's still going on. On this day in history, what went down in the big city? In 1970, police tear gas anti-war protesters barricading access to the University of Oregon. Back in 1970, battling. In 1892, General Electric was incorporated. The century before last, GE. It wasn't just about light bulbs, people. They made components for nuclear warheads, missiles, and the weapons and military industrial complex. And they're still doing great. They contaminated the Housatonic River with PCBs for years and years and decades out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Laid off a bunch of people, made Pittsfield poor and contaminated. And here we are. But GE's doing great. Great profits. Quarter after quarter, they're making great profits, so I've heard. In 1912, on this day, the sinking of the Titanic. Okay. Metaphorically speaking, all right, we'll move on. McDonald's, speaking of the Titanic, in 1955, the first McDonald's opens, the Golden Arches. That's right. Powerful, powerful factory burgers coming your way to this day, 50 years later. All right, Mickey D's. Making people sick and happy at the same time. In 1915, the Armenian Genocide began with the murder of leaders and scholars, ending with over 1.2 million people killed. Big controversy to this day about that genocide. What do we call genocide? What is a genocide? How many people have to die? What does it take place? Or is it just ethnic cleansing? Or is it just whatever, 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 blah, 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 and then the people die as we talk about it. KPFA, as I said, signed on air 1949, the first Pacifica and listener-sponsored radio. Go KPFA. In 1967, the first mass draft card burning took place as 200,000 people march in New York City, 80,000 people in San Francisco burning draft cards in their wake. We don't have draft cards to burn today, but what do we burn? I don't know. In 1896, the United States Supreme Court, remember that law of the land, that U.S. Supreme Court, that branch, the fourth branch of government. Maybe we should play that one. Here's arguments in Plessy versus Ferguson, deciding on May 18th, the separate but equal doctrine, basically legalizing apartheid in the United States in 1896. Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal. Apartheid would continue to this day around the world, and it might be time for it to stop. So we're going to sign off right now with The Clash. A little bit rowdy because we like to get a little bit rowdy on the Monday afternoon show. Kieran here signing off with you till next week. Thank you for listening to Community Radio, to WGXC. We're going to a new studio on May Day, International Workers Day, International Workers of the World Day. We're going to a new studio in Catskill. It's happening. There's big movement happening with WGXTC on the ground. Get excited about it. It's only onward and upward from here. And I, for one, appreciate your listening, your support to this listener-supported community radio station. Take care. Till next week. And remember, you can always call in and have your voice heard.
Feel confident your taxes are done right with TurboTax Live Experts. 100% accuracy guaranteed. Try it now.
Not how you would have done it. You bundle things right, and that saves you up to 10% on your USAA home and auto insurance. Get a quote today.
Cosmopolis, enlighten the populace.